Thank you, Mr. Chair. We see agreement that the IHL is the fundamental baseline of our considerations, as stated clearly in Guiding Principle A, and that IHL applies to states, parties to armed conflict, and individuals, not machines. The absolute minimum standard is also clear. Like any weapons, an autonomous weapon system must not be used if it's of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, if it is inherently indiscriminate or is otherwise incapable of being used in accordance with the rules and principles of IHL. Over the past years, we have also reached significant clarity on what IHL permits and prohibits, and how the potential use of an autonomous weapon system would have to be conducted to be in accordance with IHL. Any use must comply with IHL's rules and principles, notably distinction, proportionality, and precautions. For ensuring compliance with international law, and in particular IHL, a chain of responsible command and control by the human operators and commanders is required, and human judgment or human control is essential. Based on all this, we think our group should now be able to clarify and articulate what already exists in IHL and what is required to ensure compliance as well as accountability. This articulation can be made in different ways and in different forms, legally binding or not. With regard to the latter, we continue to believe that the importance of the topic, as well as of any measures identified to ensure compliance, rather point toward the need to establish a legally binding instrument. After all, the CCW is ideally placed to contribute to the continued codification and progressive development of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict. We also welcome the different proposals laying out the articulation of autonomous weapon systems with existing IHL. For instance, the US-led paper on draft articles specifying prohibitions under IHL and other regulatory measures that should guarantee compliance with the rules and principles of IHL is a possible approach that can serve as a basis for discussions and that could be developed further. Common to these proposals seems the idea of a two-tiered approach as a useful framework to deal with autonomous weapons. We also see other concrete elements in the proposal that seemingly converge, for instance, articulations of what forms of human control are needed in order for systems to be lawful or to be used in a lawful manner. In this sense, the considerations under paragraph 2A of the Austrian working paper are particularly interesting, as they seem to bridge the issue of respect of IHL with that of the necessary human control or involvement. However, we would propose that the subparagraphs should be presented rather as positive measures or positive obligations that need to be taken to ensure that autonomous weapon systems are used in conformity with IHL and not for the legality as such. In other words, that those elements are linked to the necessary regulations that must be applied to autonomous weapon systems in the two-tier approach rather than to the aspect of prohibition itself. Having said that, let me finish by sharing some principled points that are dear to us, especially regarding the articulation of measures to ensure compliance with IHL. Care should be taken not to change the wording of existing rules and principles. Care should also be taken that in highlighting certain rules and principles, we do not leave the impression that other obligations are less relevant. all rules of IHL must be complied with, in particular those relating to the conduct of hostilities. Finally, in our view, the two-tiered approach should remain the goal and inform our work, that is, to develop explicit prohibitions of certain unacceptable systems, notably those whose outcomes cannot be reasonably predicted or that cannot be used in accordance with IHL, and secondly, to set out clear rules regulating the design, development, and use of those systems that we believe can, in principle, be used. I thank you, Mr. Chair.